Shalom, I greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this another wonderful day that He has given us, even this time to have fellowship around His word. What a blessed thing it is as we are preparing for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So today, we are going to continue with the thought that we were looking at yesterday about the healthy body. As we saw from the scriptures that we are the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are different members of this body. And we have been assigned different duties to perform in this body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this body has to be healthy and it has to be functioning effectively. So today, we shall begin with a scripture reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 6. The Bible reads, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So yesterday, we looked at how we become members of this body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We looked at the birth process, what we are supposed to go through to be part of this body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every member is a requirement that we are healthy. Yes, so every member requires to be healthy for proper functioning of this body. So now, when we looked at the birth process, we looked at also what follows after a baby is born. We talked about feeding. Feeding is very important for the growth of the baby, because it doesn't just end at the point of birth, but birth is just the beginning. So there's a process of growth and development that follows after the baby is born. So we find that when the baby is born, there's need that this baby starts feeding, and we saw that the food that the baby begins to feed on initially is milk. And in milk, the breast milk, it is rich in nutrients. There are antibodies in the breast milk, which helps the baby to live healthy, as it contains antibodies which fight infections or diseases that may try to attack the baby. So it is of importance that the baby feeds. So as the baby is drinking the milk, the baby will get energy, it will get strength. There are proteins that are in the breast milk. They will help in the building of this body so that the baby can grow healthy. So now, as we have looked at this scripture here, it says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So it is of importance to have hunger and to have thirst. This is very key, even for a newborn baby that has just come into the earth. There's need that this baby hungers for the meal. There's need that this baby develops thirsty, so that this baby can feed and grow from one stage to another stage. Similarly, even later in adulthood, there has to be continuity of feeding, because the food that will give us energy, the food that gives us strength, is the food that will nourish our bodies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it is of key importance to have hunger and to have thirst for righteousness. And we have been promised that if we hunger and if we thirst after righteousness, we are going to be filled. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We can also read from the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 1. The Bible reads, and when Abraham was 99 years old, and the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. Praise be to God. Yeah. So from this verse, the Hebrew word here for the I am the Almighty God is El Shaddai. So El Shaddai is also translated as the mouth-breasted one. Let me just quote something from Brother Branham's message entitled El Shaddai. We can quote from paragraph 30, coming down. He says, now when he appeared to him there, he appeared to him in the name of the Almighty God. The Hebrew word there comes from the word of El Shaddai, El, strong one. Shaddai, Shad means the woman's breast, but Shaddai means the plural, breasted. He is the breasted God. Wasn't that really striking to an old man, 100 years old, as good as dead? His life stream was gone. Sarah's womb been dead for years. She's 90 years old. He's 100 years old. And God appears to him as El Shaddai. I am the breasted God. Oh my, watch. Not only breast God, but breasted God. Oh, you that don't believe in divine healing, I hope this grinds real deep. He was wounded for transgressions. With his stripes we are healed. Your salvation for the soul, this breast. If you want salvation for the body, this breast. He is El Shaddai, the Almighty One, the strong one. Not only does a woman, her breast is to nurse her baby, God's breast is to nurse his children and take little sick baby when it's real sick and fretting. The mother can take the little baby, pull it up to her bosom, and it nurses its strength from its mother. Amen. Or do you see it, brother? See, if we are sick, just come up to El Shaddai. Amen. Lay a hold, nurse your strength and health from him. Is El Shaddai believe that sister, that beautiful young woman in the court? All right. Have faith in it. Believe it. Just hold on to El Shaddai, the breasted God. Not only does a baby draw its strength from its mother, but also it stops fretting. It's satisfied. He is a satisfier. When a baby begins to draw the strength of the mother into its body, it's satisfied while it's drawing. Amen. There we are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he was telling us about this great God that we are serving, the breasted one. So the Lord is God who provides his children with the milk so that the children can become healthy, they can have strength, they can have immunity, as we have seen from the natural, that there are antibodies that are in the breast milk that will fight the infection, so that the children can be healthy. So as sons and daughters of the Lord, we need to feed upon the milk, the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the milk is wonderful, but we thank God that he has given time to everything. So we looked at the growth process. We are not supposed to be stagnant. We are not supposed to be static. We are supposed to be growing. As time is moving, we are also supposed to be growing in the faith. So when we are babies, it is a requirement that we feed on the milk. But then God requires his children to be growing. We can look at other scriptures as well. So we can as well read Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. And the Bible reads, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the scripture is telling us, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So similarly here, there's a time when one is born as an infant, is a baby. Then over time, somebody needs to be growing. So when one is a baby, the correct food that one feeds upon as a baby, it is the breast milk, which one can feed even exclusively up to 6 months. Health experts may recommend that. So that is right at that time. But as the baby grows, then there's a time that the baby may start feeding on porridge, grows into adulthood, may need to start eating solid foods. So breast milk was important when one is a baby. But when one grows, may need to feed on solid food. As we can see for your reference, we also read Hebrews chapter 5. So starting from verse 12 of Hebrews chapter 5, the Bible reads, "For when, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskilled, in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hallelujah. So a healthy body, it grows from one stage to another. So one cannot remain a baby forever. It's a requirement. As we have seen, that blessed is he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness, for they shall be filled. We need to be hungry for the word of God. We need to be hungry for the spiritual food so that we can grow. Because it's this word of the Lord, the pure, incorruptible seed of the word of God, that makes us to grow as healthy Christians, as healthy believers. So it's not just how long one has stayed in the end time message. It's not how long one has been a believer, but we need to be productive Christians. So it was a wonderful thing. It was good that we were born again at some point, but the journey doesn't end there. There's a growth process. We need to be dedicated. We need to be committed. We need to be thirsty. We need to be hungry for the word of the Lord so that we can grow from one level to another in the faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if one continues to be feeding on milk, breast milk, when he is supposed to be eating solid food, then one is not going to have strength, one is not going to be healthy. Somebody will need a balanced diet. We need to eat the right food at the right age. So we need to grow in the knowledge of the word of God. We need to grow in the faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We need to be like the sons of Issachar, as we find from 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. We are told that the sons of Issachar, they understood the times and they knew what to do. So there's time for everything, as we have seen from Ecclesiastes. There's a time when one should be a baby. There's a time when we are supposed to grow and become responsible, as we are also warned from the book of Ephesians chapter 5. We are taught in verse 15 that walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. So we are living in the evil days. We need to walk circumspectly, redeeming the time. So it's not time to be a baby forever, but it is time that we should grow in the knowledge of the word of God. It's a time that we need to be standing. It's a time that we need to be overcoming. Praise be to God. So it's a time that we start walking circumspectly. So as a baby, at some point, we are not able to walk. But as the growth process goes on, a child begins to sit, a child begins to stand, and a child begins to walk. So we are told to walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And the scriptures tell us to watch and pray so that we may not fall into temptations. So for us to live a healthy spiritual life, we need to be watchful, and we watch by the word of the Lord. When we know the word of God, we will know what to do at the right time. That's why David was saying, I hide the word of God in my heart that I may not sin. And he was saying also that the word of God is a lamp unto my feet, and it is the light unto my path. The Bible also says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So we need to grow as believers. We need to be hungry. We need to be thirsty for the word of God. As also Romans chapter 12 tells us, that do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds by the word of God. So our minds have to be renewed every day by the word of God. As we are walking carefully, as we are walking circumspectly, redeeming the time for the days that we are living in. We are living in the evil days, and we need to overcome as a healthy body with a great immune system by the word of God. We need to overcome all the tricks of the enemy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So in this growth process, sometimes things may seem to be tough, but the Lord is with us. He will never leave us alone. That's why we see Paul was encouraging Timothy to be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ and to endure hardship. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we also see another illustration of what the ego does, as we see from Deuteronomy 32, verse 11, it tells us, as the ego steers up the nest. So there's a time where the eaglets may be feeling comfortable in the nest. The mother will bring the food there. They'll eat. Everything seems to be peaceful. But then there's a time that the eaglets need to move out of the nest. They need to start flying. The wings have started growing. The mother has been doing a good job of feeding the eaglets in the nest. They have been feeding on the food that the mother has been bringing. But as time goes by, these eaglets grow. And as they grow, it is their duty to start flying. So the mother disturbs the nest, and those eaglets, they come out of the nest. They may feel as if the mother ego is not doing good or being fair to the eaglets. But that's how the lesson goes. So it will make them move out of the nest. But then it will be there to bear them on its wings to ensure that they don't fall to the ground. In the process, the eaglets, they will learn how to fly, and they gain confidence. So the learning process may not have appeared to be a smooth one, but that was the growth process. So we need to grow from one level of glory to another one, despite what we face, challenges that we may meet in life. We know that the Lord is with us. He shall never leave us, nor forsake us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shalom.